flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about we get some picks here for tonight's game, Ohio State and Notre Dame. As I tell everyone as a disclaimer, before we give our picks, I don't know who's going to win this game. I have absolutely no clue how this game is going to shake out. With that being said, where I will be putting my hard-earned money tonight, Dan, is on this little boost here that they got on the Hard Rock app. Notre Dame to cover 10.5 points at plus 100. I like that. Even money there to cover.
I like that one right there, too. I've been going back and forth. I'm like you. I don't really know what's going to happen, but Ohio State just always seems to win the big game, but Notre Dame has that history of finding a way to win when they're not supposed to win, win one for the Gipper and all that stuff. So I'm going to say that Ohio State will probably win, but it'll be closer than most people are thinking.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, Notre Dame
good
has
run game.
Played some good teams. Their defense is really good.
Their run game is one of the tops in the nation. I think number 3 in the nation running game.
Yeah.
Control the ball.
I do think they will keep the game close. Honestly, I hope Notre Dame goes up by like 5 touchdowns early so you and I can get some sleep because we'll be back tomorrow morning again.
I'm going to be a funky Buddha tonight. I got trivia night, so I'm going to do some trivia and watch the football game. And, you know, Mike behind the bar might hook me up with a maple bacon coffee porter. You know, can't go wrong with that.
Wow. Maple bacon, is that a beer?
Yeah, it's a stout. It's a maple bacon coffee porter. It's a porter. It's a dark beer.
All right, I got to tell you, I tried a Funky Buddha beer that I was crazy about. Blueberry cobbler.
Yeah, it's strong.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, it's strong, though. But yeah,
man, it's good.
They've got so many crazy
blueberry
flavors.
Blueberry pie, really good.
Any Monday, come on by, Danny. You're always welcome. I got
appreciate
you.
That, I got Dan. You. I appreciate that. I know you're a very busy man. You're going to be hosting the rest of the day here on the station, it seems like. So hopefully we get someone in here with you at least. That would be nice. But it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day here on this Monday. The kids are out of school today, but there is college football tonight, and there was a heck of a lot of football over the weekend as Championship Sunday is set in the NFL. It will start on Sunday at 3:00 on Fox with the Eagles and Commanders. The Eagles are favored by 5.5 at this current moment. The total in that game is 47.5. The Kansas City spread just changed again. Chiefs and Bills are at 6:30. Boy, how about CBS, man? CBS has gotten very fortunate here with two whales at 6:30 back-to-back weeks. They're going to dominate in the ratings again. They get Chiefs and Bills from Kansas City, and the Chiefs are favored by 1.5, total 48.5. As I can't imagine that spread getting entirely too much bigger than like 1 or 2 points. It was up to 2 this morning, so I guess that game will probably hover around that number. I don't know, man. The problem is, Dan, I just don't see anyone beating Patrick Mahomes until it happens. Like, it has to happen because, right, again, I think a lot has to go right for that to happen. 716 asked me if I get Jimmy over 14.5 on Friday. I did. I took him over 14.5 for a couple bucks. Now, here's where I really got screwed. hit for Jimmy to score 20 points was plus 300. Mm. So, all right, pretty good value, right? Plus 300. He had 18. The game was obviously a blowout, but he goes back in with 5 minutes left. Someone passed the ball to him underneath. He had a wide open layup. He dropped the ball. And at that point, I stormed out of the arena. Jimmy has been all over the place, man. We played his comments earlier. It's a strange deal right now. I don't know how this is going to end. If the Heat get any sort of realistic offer, I have to think they would pounce.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think the offer's out there right now. I don't know if it will be in the next few weeks before we hit this deadline, but we shall see. Either way, it's going to be interesting.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.